Venerable religious, dear parishioners, as our Lord says, it is unmistakable what happens in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's not something that our human eyes will discern. The bread will still look like bread after the consecration, the wine, if you could see into the chalice, would still look like wine after the consecration. But as we know, in each Mass, an infinite thing happens. There's no more bread. It's transformed. It's transubstantiated into the very body of Jesus Christ. The wine disappears as well. There's no more wine. It becomes, it's transubstantiated into the blood of Jesus. And we are called upon, obviously, to make that great act of faith. And what helps so much, and the Church recommends this to us, that during the elevation at Mass, we say, not out loud, although I know that is the custom in Mexico, they say, my Lord and my God. But at least say it silently to yourself. Move your lips and you can gain the indulgence that's attached to that. And this is even more recommended than making the sign of the cross. And that helps us to make that act of faith. That's not bread. That's not wine that's being lifted up. It is Almighty God, my Lord and my God. Have your lips form that little prayer. Highly recommended, highly indulgenced. So what I'd like to reflect upon today is participating in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And I think this is so important to understand versus the changes that were brought about in the new Mass after Vatican II. As Cardinal Ottaviani and Bacci wrote, this Mass has the, if it could even be called that, and they didn't, you know, they disdained using that word. They said, this will satisfy the most modernistic of Protestants. Those are their very words. They said this new Mass is a striking departure from the theology solemnly taught about the Holy Eucharist at the Council of Trent. So these were not theological lightweights. Cardinal Ottaviani had been the head of the Holy Office, one of the highest congregations in Rome, to look after the purity of doctrine, and he saw the most serious and enormous problems with the new Mass. And the clamor that was made by the modernists who were rewriting the Mass, and may I emphasize this point, the Mass grew organically through the centuries. Yes, the Mass that the apostles offered was much simpler, much shorter than the one we offer today, but essentially they're the same. It did grow. The Church added beautiful, more and more beautiful ceremonies, meaningful rites, inspiring rubrics, and we see the Mass grow through the centuries, organically, just like a tree grows out of a tiny seed. Yes, the Church sometimes did some pruning. You do pruning, right, to keep a tree growing well. So some incidental things were eliminated here or there, but it's just, again, like trimming back branches, nothing more. The new Mass was cut and paste. It was a Frankenstein sort of thing. Let's take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let's see what we come up with when we put it all together and mix it up. It was not organic. It was a concoction. And it was done deliberately to please those who do not believe that Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist. They made no bones about that. We want to appeal to our separated brethren. Well, these separated brethren don't believe that bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ. Why should we be pleasing them? Isn't that the worst displeasing of God you can think of? We need to inspire those that are separated from the faith to believe, to come to make that act of faith and worship on bended knee, my Lord and my God. So one of the many excuses made for these changes, well, there's not enough participation. We need people to feel like they're more involved. But I want to remind you of how many wonderful ways there are of being involved, of participating. Remember, you're not a spectator at the Mass. If you were, you don't participate. You don't fulfill your Sunday obligation even. You have to participate. This is why we shouldn't say, by the first commandment of the church, I'm obliged to go to Mass. That sounds like going to an event, spectating. Let's use the word assist at Holy Mass. True, you do not participate as only a priest can. You know, what's so interesting is the locus of the sacrificing priest in the traditional way is in the priest. And of course, I'm only the secondary priest. Jesus is the primary priest in every Mass. But what Vatican II redefined the Mass, essentially making it not the Mass, is not saying it resides in the priesthood of Jesus Christ shared by the secondary priest. It's now you, the assembly. And the priest is the presider. He's the one steering things along, but he's really not the one making it happen through that priesthood that he has. As Father Clement Kubisch read, when he came across the definition of the new Mass, as the bishop handed out these new copies of the new Mass in 1970, this is the Mass you're all supposed to be offering, and he read in there that he was no longer the priest, but the presider. He says it went into the circular file. He said, I was not ordained to be a presider. I was ordained to offer the sacrifice. You do participate, my dear brethren, in virtue of your baptism. It's a real participation, but it's not the ministerial or priestly celebration that only the priest can do. So yes, you do share. Orate fratres. The priest turns around at every Mass. Pray, brethren, that your sacrifice and mine. So you do participate, though in a different way. And these are just some different reminders of how to participate. I take this from Father Anthony Cicada's wonderful article he wrote this 12 years ago, refuting those who said we didn't have participation before the new Mass. He said, oh, absolutely. How do you participate in the Mass? Number one, receive Holy Communion. Pope Pius XII made that point very clear in his encyclical Mediator Dei. It is greatly to be desired that you receive Holy Communion. In the Mass, you receive much more fully the blessings of the Mass by receiving. And of course, in the state of grace, as St. Paul reminds us, if we eat and drink unworthily, we're guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. We must be in the state of grace. Go to confession if need be beforehand. Number two, another way, obviously not open to everybody, but to boys who are trained properly, they can serve at the altar, such as we see today. Singing in the choir is another way of participating. Number four, singing responses as a member of the congregation at High Mass. That isn't ideal. if the whole church sings, sings the responses, sings the Mass. Singing hymns during low Mass where either practices the custom. Number five, and this is the most important way, I have to emphasize this. Number five, using a missal to follow and pray the prayers of the Mass. Why is that the best way for those that aren't serving or singing in the choir? Because you are praying along with me, the priest, of course, joining with the high priest, the primary priest, the best sentiments for you to have. It's right there. Latin on one side, English on the other. And how can you have better thoughts than what the church has had there for century upon century? So have a missal. Parents, make sure your children have missals. I would even say set them up the night before. You have to prepare ahead of time. If you walk in unprepared to anything, you don't get the full benefit. So set up your missal the night before. Take a look at what the introit is going to say. The introit of the Mass is going to set the theme for that particular Mass. The epistle and gospel, the whole, all the changeable parts of the Mass, the proper as they're called, they will give us the specific spirit to have in addition to the general spirit we have at every Mass. And if you don't have a missal, the danger is there of daydreaming, of, you know, gawking around church. It really helps us to stay focused. It's not the only way to assist at Mass in the pews, but I would say you should do it. Now, there are acceptable alternatives. Pope Pius XII mentioned them in Mediator Dei. Father Cicada mentions them as well. Using a book of meditations or prayers that follows the actions of the Mass. So if it's a spiritual reading book about the life of a saint who's leading a crusade or, you know, feeding the hungry, that's good, but not during the Mass. That's not going to help you follow the Mass, assist at Mass. It has to be something that is directly oriented towards the Mass itself. Reciting the rosary while looking at the sacred actions taking place at the altar. So that's seven so far. Number eight, attentively following the actions of the priest at the altar while making the customary signs of devotion appropriate to each part of the Mass, standing, sitting, kneeling, striking your breast, making signs of the cross, looking up at the sacred host, folding your hands. And then in general, number nine, Father's suggestion, physical presence accompanied by the intention to assist at Mass. So to say there was no participation or inadequate participation before the new Mass, it's absolutely not true. This is a list, and there's more. One more I'm thinking of is to meditate on the Passion of our Lord. You could think of the beginning of the Mass, our Lord beginning his agony in the garden and going all the way to his death on the cross. That would also be a great way to assist at Mass. But more than anything else, have a missal, treasure your missal, and parents, make sure children have a missal, and that they're using it regularly. Again, I think it's the best way to focus in on the specific spirit, because you're praying the same words that the priest is praying. I'll close with these words of Pope St. Pius X, who wrote about this. He said, "Don't pray at Holy Mass. Pray the Mass. It's the highest prayer. It's an infinite prayer. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be offering this infinite prayer of adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, supplication to his Father. And let us join with him according to our role and our place in that infinite sacrifice. Oh, what a privilege to be here." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.